Wir holen auf Teibes. Hier ist die Mischung. Ubro, Scheherichu, Ma'achila Noisa, Achetoshev Nafsha. Heisan Yom Kippur, Ubro, Poshan Ubro always means Nisha that's pregnant. Is Scheherichu, she smelled something, she smelled some good food. And she had a taiva, she wanted to eat the food. And if she doesn't eat the food, it's a sakonas nefoshos. Therefore, the Mishnah says, Machilu noisom, we're allowed to give it to eat. Achetosh of nash, until she feels better. So Rashi says, interesting, Rashi says, Ubra Shericha, that means her Uber, the child inside, the baby inside, Mereach Reach, he's the one that smells. Tavshel, it smells of food. Vuhum is Savaloi. And Mela, he has taiva to have it. Vimeino oicheles, and if she doesn't eat the food now, Shinei Musukonim. They're both Musukin. Zai, the baby, and the mother, both are Musukin. But that's why it says Muberis, like a pregnant lady, is because of the child that she has this taiva to eat it, and because of the child, it's a sukona. The Miri's mashma, I mean, not so much. The Miri speaks out, really, it's Lav Davka Nubra. Who would it any person? Any person that when he smells the food, he gets such a taiva to eat it, that if he doesn't eat it, he's going to faint, or he's going to be a sukona safashis, it's Mutifim also. Nadiba Bahoiva, usually by pregnant Isha, this happens. So therefore, the Mishnah says in such a case, you should know it's a sakona, and you're allowed to give it to eat. Choyla, let's say a person is sick, and he has to eat, is machilu noisoi al pi bikiyim. We're allowed to let him eat on Yom Kippur, al pi bikiyim, posh means according to the doctors. If the doctor says that he has to eat, we let him eat. Trash al pi bikiyim, im yoimru shnei roifim. You have to have two doctors to say, shum misuki in the main awaychum. That if he doesn't eat, it's a sakonas nefoshes. There's a question, maybe he'll die. So any type of a sophic about sakonas nefoshes, we'll make up, we let him eat. For your main shum bikin, let's say you don't have doctors, so then the loch is machilan oisoi al piatzmoi. You let a person eat according to himself. Ad shayyim adai, until he himself he has enough. In other words, if a person is sick, and he feels himself that if he doesn't eat, it's going to be a sakona, he feels dead, he's allowed to eat, even without the doctors. We'll soon see in the Gemara that a svara person knows more about himself than the doctors know about himself. We'll see in the Gemara. Like all part of it, if there's no doctors, then you go bossy he himself. If the chayyim himself says he needs to eat, we let him eat. Until he says, die, I have enough, now I feel better. Tana Rabbanan, the price says like this. Ubra sheherichu bosa kodesh. An isha that's pregnant, and she now smells bosa korban shlamim. She smells the meat from a korban. Oy bosa chazir. Or else she smells the meat of a chazir. That's also to eat. So, the locher is, toichvin lo kush veroitiv. First we do is give her slowly. In other words, like the Mishnah says, it's a sakona. So, lav davcha yom kippur. This is a locher the whole year round. You're not allowed to eat bosa kodesh, and you're not allowed to eat chazir. And Anisha is pregnant, smelled it, and she has a big taiva to eat it. And we're afraid that she doesn't eat it. She'll have a sakona safoshes. So, the locher is, toichvin lo kush. You take like a long stick, and dip the stick veroitiv into the juice of the chazir, o menichon lo apia, and then put it into a mouth and let her suck it. So get it the chati shir. It's not even called an achila. Try this first. In nisiyash v'daita, she feels better now. Mutav, very good. She didn't do such a big yissa. Mam is just a tam of the yissa. It wasn't so gefelich. V'yim lav. Let's say she says, no, I still don't feel satisfied. I still have a taiva to eat. I feel bad if I don't eat. Is ma'achila noisa reitav atzum. Then we let her drink the juice itself. Fight to the roitiv. So I'm not sure what the mile of the roitiv is over the boss itself. The chur of the roitiv is mamish chazir also. So I'm saying means the roitiv was mixed with water, and maybe she's not taking so much of the roitiv. But let's try and eat the roitiv, the juice, the gravy, rather than eating the chazir itself. V'yim nisiyashva dayt amutiv. If she feels satisfied now after taking the gravy, good. V'yim lav, if she still has this time to eat it, then machilo noisa shumin atzvin. We let her eat the fat itself, and as the meat itself, we let her eat. Why? Shein l'cha dover shayim b'fnei pekuach nefesh. Nothing stands behind, not stands in front of pekuach nefesh. Anytime you have a suffix, maybe the person will die, maybe it will come to us konas tefashos, we don't let him, we tell him, do the aveira. You're allowed to eat chazir, you're allowed to eat bosa kodesh. Chutz, excluding three aveiras. Chutz mi avoyde zora, the gila royas, the shvichas domim. These three aveiras are the question. Somebody says, worship the Avodah Zorah, or else I'll kill you. The loch is, you have to let him kill you. You're not allowed to worship Avodah Zorah. Who was in Gila Royis? Somebody says, I'll kill you if you're not Mazana with this Isha. You have to let yourself be killed. You're not allowed to do the Avera. Hoshvichas Domin. If somebody says, I'll kill you, unless you kill somebody else, you have no head to kill the other person. You have to let yourself be killed. But by other Averis, we say the Svar of the Torah is, the Torah would rather you do the Avera and stay alive. So it's a question, if you'll die, or else eat the Basa Chazir, eat the Basa Kodesh, the Svar is, let her eat the Basa Chazir and stay alive. Trashi Kush means plach teichvin, where you take the stick and dip it into the juice. And let her suck it out. So the Gemara, avoid the Zara Minon. How do we... What? Yeah. Well, that's what I was saying, right. The Mishnah Shvuah, why? Because really the right of itself, like the Sfarah Tam Kikka, it's the tzir, it's the juice that comes out of the meat itself. So Tam Kikka, we hold as awesome in the Raisa. That's right. So I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. Also, it could be it's bottling the water a little bit. You have water there also, or else maybe it's a chatishir of the reitiv. Usually, you don't take that much reitiv. So maybe a little bit, a sip of the reitiv will satisfy your chatishir, like maybe. Yeah, that's why it's called right. Yes. Right. Avoid the zorah. How do we know avoid the zorah is an inyan to be yorak v'al yaver? Let yourself be killed. The Tanya, the Rav Elazar Weimer, im nema b'chol nafshecha, lo mo nema b'chol yodecha. The pasuk says, "Be yahavtu as Hashem alakecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nashcha b'chol yodecha." So really, the drosh of our Gemara goes from the first part of the pasuk. "Be yahavtu as Hashem alakecha b'chol levavcha," no, "b'chol nashcha." Means even you have to give up your nefesh, give up your soul for avas Hashem. So the svar b'kitzur is, the Gemara doesn't say it, but the svar is, really it's a stira. The pasuk "Be yahavtu as Hashem alakecha" says you have to love Hashem b'chol nashcha. That means even in a case where you have to give up your nefesh, still you have to love Hashem. And other psukim say, v'chai behem. No, you're supposed to stay alive. If it's a question of doing an avera or letting yourself be killed, do the avera and stay alive. V'chai behem. So it's a stira. Here the pasuk says, v'chol nafshechon. That means you have to give away your life for Hashem. How could that be? Elamai, it has to be, what's the biggest thing that shteth avas Hashem? In other words, like there's two gedorim. Regular averis, you're allowed to do the avera to stay alive. The Torah says, v'chai behem. Stay alive. But there's one Avera that's the biggest Tira that shtares Avas Hashem. What is that? That's the Svar of Savoy Dezora. So when the Pasuk says, V'yahavta et Hashem lekecho, v'chol levavcha, v'chol nafshcha, that means Avoy Dezora. In other words, it means to do Avoy Dezora, no, give up your soul. V'chol nafshcha, it means to show Avas Hashem, even though it means giving up your life. When? By the thing that's the biggest thing going against Avas Hashem, which is Avoy Dezora, that's the biggest kanois. And you're leaving over Hashem and worshiping another Avodah Zarah, that's the worst thing. So that's the Yikud Rosha. Give up your nefesh. The Rav Elazar says, Agav that. Rav Elazar Weimer. The Chura wasn't the Pasuk say two things. And the Chura, what's more valuable? Your life or your mammon? Let it just say the more valuable thing. If I know you have to give up the more valuable thing for Avas Hashem, not to do Avodah Zarah, Pshiti, you have to give up the less valuable. Havad, you have to give up all your money. If you want to tell me, no, your money is more valuable than your life, so lomo nema b'chol nafshecha. What does the pasuk have to say? B'chol nafshecha. I'll know it memela. Once I see you have to give up your money that's more valuable than your life, Pshiti, you have to give up your life. So why does the Torah have to say both? B'chol nafshecha, b'chol yodecha. The Torah says, there are two different type of people. Some people, their goof, their soul is more important than the mammon. That's what the Torah says. This inyan of avas Hashem, sometimes you even have to give up your nefesh. That's more valuable than your money. If they tell you worship Avodah Zarah, no, you have to let yourself be killed and don't worship Avodah Zarah. Because that's the biggest theory connected avas Hashem. What about if you have a person, a person that his money is worth more than his goof. To him, his money is worth more. Oh, I shouldn't say Meshuggah, I shouldn't say. I shouldn't. Yeah. Yeah, I shouldn't say. Yeah, no, Meshuggah, all right. Exactly, Shaul, exactly what it means, yeah. All right, but if you have a person that Mamoine is Chavala Megufoin, that his mammon is very more valuable than his goof, therefore the Pasuk says, B'chol Modechem. Even for such a person also, you have to give up your money for Avas Hashem. In other words, they'll tell you, we want you to give up all your money. And then we'll let you live, or else be over the void of Zara. You have to give up all your money. That's how we know that's the svar for avoid the Zara. Gila Royis or Shvichas Domim Minolan. How do we know for these two Averis? The Avera of Gila Royis and Shvichas Domim. Like, why are they worse Averis than the other Avera? The stealing, doing other Averis, we say, let you do the Avera and don't be killed. What's that for Shvichas Domim and Gila Royis? The Tanya we learned like this. Rebbe Yaimim. The pasuk says, by Namarosa, someone is going to be Mazana, or Nara, Ki Kar Shayoka Mishar Yeyo, or Ritzochai, Nefesh, Kena Dabrazim. Just like somebody goes to kill somebody, that's the same type of an Indian to go and have znus with an Aram Arosa. If you have znus with an Isha Tosa to you, it's just like you're going to kill somebody. So Pasuk says, Nus Nageyator Ritzicha. V'chima Inyan Lomadnu, Muratzeach Anam Arosa. What are we learning out from the Inyan of killing somebody from the Pasha of Nara Marosa to be boil on Nara Marosa? Anisha just had Erosin. She's also to you, to a different person. So to do it, it's like you're killing somebody. El Harezeh Bo Lalamed V'nim Tzolomad. It's coming to teach us, and we also learn from it also, both ways. We learn one from the other. We learn out of Chiddush from Nara Marosa to Ritzicham, and we learn a Chiddush from Ritzicha back to Nara Marosa. That man Nara Marosa, just like by the Lacha of Nara Marosa, we say Nitin Liatzila B'Nafshei. Pasuk says that if you see a man coming to be mezana with an isham, you're allowed to save her. How do you save her? Any way you could, even if it means to killing that boil, even if it means to kill that person that's being mezana with her, you're allowed to kill him. Is Nitin Liatzila B'Nafshei? You're allowed to save her from this nus, even if it means killing the person that's doing it. Is Afratzech, the same thing by Ratzech also. If you see Reuven killing Shimon, you're allowed to save Shimon and stop Reuven no matter what it means. Even if it means you have to kill Reuven. If you see Reuven killing Shimon, you're allowed to go and kill Reuven to stop Reuven from killing Shimon. So Drashi, now Mara Marosa, Nitin Rishus. Lamatzil, if somebody wants to come and save her, somebody sees the way Reuven's having znus with this isha, and you want to save her, is Yalara Saiva Latila Mibilazu Binafsha Shaboyal, even if it means you're gonna kill Reuven now. Zel Hargoy, Achalai Boaleh, until he comes on her. Can you see if the Pasuk says Ain Mashiach? There was nobody there to help her. Tzadiyak, Ha Yesh Mashiach, there's somebody to help her, Yoshiana, that person has to help her, save her. The whole city chuas, any way he could do, he has to try and save her. Even if it means he has to go and kill the person who's doing this nus. So that's the Chiddush by Namarosam. So we learn now to Ratzech also the same thing. That if you see somebody killing somebody else, you have to save the person, even if it means that you're going to have to kill the murderer. Right, that's one limit. Now, Ma Ratzech, just like we'll soon see in Amid Beis, there's a Svara, that when you go to kill somebody, Yehorek, V'yal Yavor, if the Goyim, somebody comes to you and say, if you don't kill the other person, I'll kill you. So Alocher is Yehorek. You have to let yourself be killed. You have no right to kill the other person. Is Yehorek, you should be killed. V'yal Yavor, you have no right to do the Avera. It's an Avera to kill somebody. And here you have no right to kill somebody. Is Af Nara Marosa the same thing? The chet of being boil and isha tosa to you is Yehorek V'yal Yavor. You have to let yourself be killed and not do the Avera. So Drashi, Ruetzeach Yehorek V'yal Yavor. Im Omaloy, if somebody tells you, Haroik Chavrecha, go kill your friend. V'yimlav, if you're not going to kill him, Haroik, I'll kill you. Haroik Oischa, I'll kill you. Halacha is Yehorek, you have to let yourself be killed. V'yal Yavor Averazu. A very important diuk here. You have no right to do the Avera. We'll soon see more on Rashi Nama Beis. But that's the Svar of Ratzichon. You have no right to do the Avera of killing somebody. Is Af Nara Marosa. Im Yoim Ru Boil. Arusas Chavercha. Somebody comes to you with a gun and says, I want you to be boiled this Isha, this Arusa, she's also to you. Oiti Horeg, or else I'll kill you. Is Yehorek V'yal Yavor. You have to let yourself be killed. You can't do the Avera. Avalhi, what about the Isha itself? Let's say somebody comes to Nisha and says, I want to be Mazani with you now, and if you don't let me, I'll kill you. So she doesn't have to let herself be killed. Avol he, the Isha, ain't a mitzvah limsuras nafshe. She doesn't have a chiv to let herself be killed. Why? He ain't oisaklum. Tasvara, she's not doing anything. The karka oilam v'yalma. She's like a flat piece of ground. In other words, the man is coming into her. It's called the man is doing the Avera. She is just lying there. She's not doing a maisa. Uraya ladavar Esther. The raya is Esther. Esther let Achashverosh be boiled her, and she didn't let herself be killed. You see, the Isha herself is a svar of karkoilam. She is not doing a maisam. But fratman, she's not doing a barotzen. Right? Even though avada usually buys nus, when they both do an avera, they both get killed. So since the Isha has enjoyment, it's called she's doing a maisam very also. But they are called upon the avera is being done shevi atasem. She's not doing the maisam. Maisam is being done to her. But since she has enjoyment from it, if she's doing it willingly, she's also chayiv misam. But our co-partner is not called she's doing a maisa veirim. And where do we know that the inyo of Yehorek v'ayavar, you have to let yourself be killed and not do it? You learn now from Ritzicha. Now usually by Ritzicha, the case is always, we tell you we want you to go kill somebody else. So it's a question of you to do a maisa. You have to do an act of killing somebody. Now we say you have no right. You have no right to kill somebody else. So that's the limit also. By znus, it's only if you're doing the maisa znus, he has to let yourself be killed. So the man is considered doing the ma'isah's nus. He has to let himself be killed. He can't do the ma'isah. But the isha that just receives it, she has not caught you doing a ma'isah, therefore she does not let herself be killed. She has a right to let the ma'isah be done to her and not to be killed. So that's the limit we learn after Ratzayach to Naramarosa. For the Gemara, good, of a Ratzayach Gufam in Olam. How do we know this is far by Ratzicha Gufam? How do you know if somebody comes to you and says, I'll kill you, if you don't kill somebody else, maybe you're allowed to kill the other person? The terrorist says, V'chai Bem, stay alive. So here, how do I stay alive? By killing somebody else. What's wrong with killing somebody else? It's an Avera. So by Avera, the klal is V'chai Bem. The terrorist says, you have a right to do the Avera, to stay alive. So why can't I kill somebody else to stay alive also? How do I know I can't kill somebody to stay alive? It's a heter akrod. The terrorist says v'chai b'hem. And for the Gemara, svarahi. This is a svara. We know by own reasoning. The Yahudi Yosla came with the Rava. So my says somebody came in front of Rava. Omali, he told Rava like this. Omali Moro Deroy. My mayor, the head of my city, Rashi says, Moro Deroy means Shultan, Shal Kfar, Shani Darsham. My mayor, Punkte mayor, my city told me like this. Katle Lapalmya. I want you to go kill somebody. V'loy, if you're not going to kill my friend, Katlin Aloch, I'm going to kill you. That's what the Shultan told this Jew. He told the Yid, I want you to kill another Jew, and if you're not going to kill the other one, I'll kill you. So what did Rav answer him back? Omaleh Niklucho. You have to let yourself be killed. V'loy Sikto. And you're not allowed to kill somebody else. You have no right to kill somebody else. And what's the Svara? Because my Chazis, the Doma Didoch, Sumek Tvein, who tells you, what's your right to say that your blood, the Dom Nadach, your blood, Sumak Tzvei, is more red? In other words, who says that you're more Choshev than the other person? Dilma may be Dom Adahu Gavram. The blood of the other person, Sumak Tzvei, is more red than you. He's better than you. So in other words, how do you have a right to kill somebody else? Like, how can you say he's better than you? So since you don't know if he's better than you, therefore you don't have a right to do the Aveira. So first of all, the Kasha, all the Acharenim ask, really, there's a Mishnah we have in Hurrius, that there's a Seidat Dvarim, who is more Chashev than the other. If you find an Aveira Naveda, you have to first give it back to your father, first give it back to your Rebbe, first give it back to a Kohen, a Levi, Yisrael. There's a whole Seidat Dvarim, who you have to give Kibbutz to first. If somebody, two people are drowning in the ocean, a Talmud Chacham comes first over somebody else. A Rebbe comes first over somebody else. A Kohen comes before a Levi. There's a whole Seidat who is more Chashev, who you have to save more than the other one. How could the Gemara say so poshut here? My Chazis, who says, let's say you know, you're a Talmud Chacham, and the other guy's a bum. A guy drinks a beer, the mamash rolls in the streets the whole day. So how could you say to Svara, I can't kill him because he maybe is redder than me. But you know, Claw, you're redder than him. Like, what's the Gemara Svara really? So we'll see. Rashi really bavon is the Shaila. Rashi says, My Chazis the Dom of the Doch Sumach Tzvei. Kleima. Whenever Rashi says a Kleima means something Shver, and Rashi says Kleima, let's think into it. Kleima, you have to say like this. My baitcho, lemishre milsa. Why would you think to say, I have a right to kill the other person? Why should I leave? Why? Push it. Mishum v'chai bem. The Torah says a cloud, you have to stay alive. V'loi shiyamas bem. In other words, the Torah was giving to us mitzvah to live. But I must say, we live, the mitzvahs keep us alive. We live because of the Torah and the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are to keep us alive, and not to let us die. So whenever it comes to shayla of killing ourselves, we don't have to listen to the Torah, because the Torah wants us to live. So we're allowed to do the Averim. So mainly you would say here also, I'm allowed to kill somebody. Of a time of Shadav, what's the reasoning why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves a nefesh, loves a person. A Yiddish person, a Yiddish nefesh Hashem loves. Yaisa min ha-mitzvahs. More than doing the mitzvahs, doing the averus. Therefore, my HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, like in our Mishnah, it's Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat the Chiv Koros. But if you're not Koros HaKadosh, you smell something, and if you don't eat it, you may die. So Hashem says, Tibatala mitzvah, gzunte, go and eat now. Bima do the Averim. V'yichya, be you stay alive. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be alive more than he wants you to die. That's the klal all over. So beyond the Averis, question, should I die? Should I do the Avera? Hashem wants you to do the Avera and to stay alive. Avalachsha, but in the case of killing somebody, Yeshkan Yisrael Nerag. Here you don't have that svar anymore. Because Umanashach and Nefesh is going to be taken away. The question, are you going to kill the other person, or are you going to have yourself be killed? But a nefesh is going to be taken away here. V'ha mitzvah b'teila. And secondly, you also want to do an aveira. So then you have no head to do the aveira. Is lama, why should I say, yeta v'yeni amokim should be good in Hashem's eyes, lav ra mitzvah. That here I should have a head to do the aveira. In other words, you want to have a heter to do a ma'isa riga. There's a law of the Torah, let's hear it, you're not allowed to kill. You have to have a heter to kill somebody. Why do you want to say I have a right to kill somebody? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes the fact that I keep my nefesh alive rather than doing the aveira. But here, if you do the aveira, a nefesh is going to be taken away. So Mamona Shach, there's going to be a nefesh taken away here. Is Lama Yedama Chaviva Olav Yesim Idam Chavarach Yisrael? Why do you say you're better than him? In other words, it gives you no right to do an aveira. Like, true, there's a Mishnah in Hurrius that says there's a Seder, who's more chasher than the other one? And you're not doing an aveira there. There you have three people drowning in the river. You can only save one of them. Who should you go to save? You're not doing any aveira. The question is, who should I save now? There's a mitzvah, a Mishnah, who's more chasher? A Kohen is more chasher than a Levi. A Talmid Chacham is more chasher than him. Your Rebbe is more chasher than him. That's when you're not doing an aveira. Stam, who to care about, there's this one is more chasher. But here you want to do an aveira. It's not only a question, maybe a true, I'm more chashev than him. If the person is a Talmid Chacham, that guy's a bum, raising the street all day, he's a bum, he's not as chashev as he is. But I call upon him, what's your right to do the aveira though? You want to have heter, you want to have heter, not to do an aveira of Le Tirzach. All over the heter, Hashem says, I would rather you stay alive than not do the aveira. So good, do the aveira. But here you don't have that svara, because the monashach, one nefesh is going to be taken away. So since you don't have the old svara all over, now there's a svara, who gave you the right to do the aveira? So it's a bit of dochak in the Gemara though, even though the Gemara says the svara, who says you're redder than him, even though we're saying really we know you could be redder than him, but the svara is, the fact that you're redder, you're a little bit deader, doesn't give you right to do the aveira. That's not the svara of a chayvahem. The fact you're a little bit more chasher than him, doesn't give you a right to do the aveira. The only right you have to do the aveira is that Hashem doesn't want anybody to die. Hashem wants you to stay alive. Ah, you have to do an aveira now? Okay, you can do the aveira now. But here that somebody has to go, one nefesh will be taken away, so you don't have that svar anymore. So Mela, now you have no right to do the aveira. So svar is, you have no right to go kill somebody. So therefore, you have to let yourself be killed. So that's the svar by Ritzicha. And how do we know by Gila Royis? That's the Hekesh before we learn now, Naram Arosa, from Ritzicha. And Avodah Zarah, that was the first svar of Behafta Shalom Akechom. That sometimes you have to Bavas Hashem, even though you have to give away your nefesh. So that's how we know these three aveiras are different. Right. Hahi Uvra, what's that, my pregnant lady? The Archa. She smells some food on Yom Kippur. Trashi Sharech of Yom Kippurim Hoya. Is Osla Kaim of the Rebbe. She came in front of Rebbe. O Malahu. See, the Rebbe told them, Zinu Luchushalo. Go whisper into her, the Yom Kippurahu. Like today's Yom Kippur. Let's try and maybe calm it down. Like, try and talk into it, Shem Kippur. Maybe the Uber were here also, it's Shem Kippur. So Mara says, L'chushala, they talk a whisper, they told her, today's Shem Kippur, V'ilchisha, and then a chanami. It went away, the desire to eat went away. Shrashi, L'chushala, V'ozna, whisper into her ears, Shiyama Kippurim hu, hayoyim, Ulai tuch l'sapik, maybe you'll be able to hold yourself back. Maybe the type will go away. And it happened, V'ilchisha, Shrashi kibla salachisha, sheaposek uba mitavosin. Just Rashi. The kid stopped having his taiva. Mashmi spoke into the ear, the baby inside heard it, Trejem Kippur, and his taiva also went away. Sheaposek uba mitavosin. The baby lost his taiva, and she didn't have to eat. So Rebbe said on this Isha, Kori Alei on this kid, that veterim, erzercho babotin yidatichem. Even before you were born in your mother's stomach, you knew me. In other words, Rebbe saw that this uba is a chash of uba. The mamash, even in the mother's stomach, he listened to Rebbe. He listened, and they told the baby, like, today's Yom Kippur, the baby listens. So Mara says, Taka, Nofik b'nei Rabbi Yechanan. This is where Rabbi Yechanan came out. This is Rabbi Yechanan's mother, when she was pregnant with him, on Yom Kippur. He had a tie of teeth, and they told him, today's Yom Kippur, he stopped eating. He stopped it. So that's the Terem Ratzorcha, Babot, and Yidaticha. The Mara, another maestro, the opposite of Russia. Hahi Ubra, there was another pregnant lady. The Archa, she also smelled some food on Yom Kippur. Is Osla Kaim of the Rabbi Chanina. So came in front of Rabbi Chanina, what should we do? The Isha says she has to eat now. She's afraid she'll die if she doesn't eat. Is Omalu, so he also said the same Mesa. Tell her, Lechushalo, go whisper into her ear that today's Yom Kippur, maybe she'll lose a taiva. Vula Yelchisha, and it didn't nothing doing. The baby still had the taiva, still wanted to eat, and told Mastamba that had to give a teeth on Yom Kippur. Is Kari Alei, so Rabbi Chanina said upon this one, about this kid, that Zeru Rishoyim Erechim. That sometimes Rishoyim even come out from the Rechem also. Now, the nick of this baby is a Rosha. Because he didn't want to stop eating on Yom Kippur. Shrashi Nasu Zorim. They became strangers. But it's Nachru Lavim Shabashimayim. They're doing Averis, they went away from Hashem. Afilu Merechem. And Nofik Vinei, you know, came out of this kid. Shapsoi. Otsaperi. He was a Rosh Shapsoi, that Otsaperi made the prices very high. When he used to give out the peris, what do you call the economy there, to set the price for the peris, he used to raise the price very high. Nechom didn't like that. Kitsi was a Rosh. Rashi Otsaperi lafkiya shorim. He made the prices high. Netanya ain't Otsaperi peris berati. So you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to raise the price higher. It'll be hard for everybody to live that way. So Kitsi was a Russian. In fact, the Mishnah says, if a choyle is sick, if the doctors say he has to eat, so we're allowed to give him teeth according to the doctors. That's what the Mishnah says. So tomorrow, Omar Rav Yanai, choyle oy metzorach. What's going to be in the case that a person is sick? And he says, you should know, I have to eat, he says. I know I'm very bit off, I don't eat, I'm afraid I'll die. The Raifa Oimer, ain't a tzarech. Doctor says, nothing doing, you're healthy, or I'm not healthy, but I call upon him, whether you're fast or not going to make a difference. Your sickness will be the exact same sickness, even if you don't eat. So male eating is not going to help your keels there, the doctor says. What's the lochum? The lochum Rabbi Yanai holds is, shaymin l'chayla. You're allowed to listen to the chayla. My time of why, I, the doctor say, eating won't help you at all. Teretz says, the apostle says in Mishlei, Leib yodeya moros nafshoi. Your own leib, your own heart, knows what's doing about your nefesh more than other people. Sometimes the chelel knows more about himself than the doctor knows. So if the chelel says, yes, I feel so bad, I feel inside, that if I don't eat today, I'm going to get much worse, maybe I'll die, he has the right teeth. Even though the doctor says, not like that, Leib yodeya moros nafshoi. The leib of a person knows more what's doing about himself. And the more he even asks, Pshita, of course it's like that. So something more kash. You know, a doctor says no, and you says yes. The more pshita. So the says now the time I would have thought. Reife kim leitfei. No, in svar I would think that the reife knows more. Kamash malon. Not like that. Lav davka the reife knows more. So really it could be that maybe they're equal. As long even if they'll be equal, it'll still be the same svar of life is suffic, and the klal is suffic in the push. Somebody go lahokam. So even if you tell me that, not that the doctors don't know what they're talking about, but just a chiyah chiddush here, when the person says he has to eat, he makes a very big suffix here. And suffix nefashas also we go to kula. Avadi is let eat. What about roifu roi metzorach? Rabbi Yana says, the doctor says you have to eat. If you're not going to eat, your sickness will get worse, and maybe you'll die because of that. V'choylu roi me'ein etzorach. No, I don't have to eat. Whether I eat or not, it's not going to make a difference. So what's the locha? Shemim l'roifu. You listen to the doctor and we tell him, see, you have to eat now. It's a mitzvah for you to eat. My time of why? Tun vahu denoket lay. Now the question is, my time of why will leave the right firm? We just had a poster that leave your day of Marath Nafshoin. So here it's mashmah, it's not only a suffix. Here it's mashmah, it's a vada like. Like the poster says, you trust the person. So if the person tells you that I feel good now, I don't have to eat, so why should we listen to the doctor? He has to give an answer. My time of tun vahu denoket lay. Sometimes the chel like is so sick, I feel like meshugah, like because of a sickness, he doesn't know what he's talking about. That's why we don't trust him. If it be badash lema mashma, maybe he would know more. But we don't trust him. We have to listen to the doctor because he has to be afraid. Maybe the person doesn't know what he's saying. Trashi tunva shtus. Something went into him. Machmas choliv. Since he got so sick, got such high fever, like he loses his senses a little bit. That's why he's saying I feel good. So that's why we have to listen to the doctor. So the doctor says you have to eat. If you don't eat, there'll be as kodesh nefoshes. Posh mi pasne, it's a mitzvah for you to eat. You're not supposed to be machmir. Tanan, we learned. Choyle machilo noisei al pibikim. Says now Mishnah, if a person is sick, we only let him eat when? When two doctors say he has to eat. So the diyak, al pibikim in, if two doctors says yes, or the diyak is posh, it's a posh the kasher in Abyanai. Even without two, we're just down. The Mishnah says you can only eat when the doctors say you have to. But al piyatz maloi, mashmir, if you yourself say you have to eat, we don't listen to you. That's what the Mishnah says. We only listen to the doctors, but our piyatz we don't give it to. We don't let you eat. That's one diet. That mashman and Mishnah, you can only eat if two doctors say you have to eat. But if only one doctor says, we don't let you eat. And by yourself, for sure not. It's the use of the Rabbi Yanai Batavayu. It's the Kasher Rabbi Yanai both. Rabbi Yanai says, we listen to you. And even if one doctor says yes, and you say no, we also listen to the doctor. So it's a kasha in both dinim and Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai says, if one doctor says no, and you say yes, I have to eat, we let you eat.